Mount Ascutney will remain Mount Ascutney. That's because the State Board of Libraries on Tuesday voted unanimously against a petition to change the mountain's name. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
It's up to the State Board of Libraries to change the names of geographic sites, such as mountains and ponds. And Heartland resident Rob Hutchins gathered enough signatures to get the proposal onto the board's agenda. Hutchins suggested that the mountain be renamed to Kaskadanak, an Abenaki name. But board member Josh Fitzhugh said there was widespread opposition to the idea from the people who live in the towns of Windsor, West Windsor, and Wethersfield, the three towns where the mountain's located.
When 90% of the people who respond out of 1,000 people responding say they're against that change, it shows that there's a lack of public support for the change. And to some extent, we don't set the bar. We sort of follow public opinion a little bit in terms of what people would like to do or what they are already doing, and then we recognize the fact of that. So I think in this case, there's just not sufficient support.
The board's decision was delayed a little because Hutchins didn't appear at the hearing, which was held at the Vermont State Library in Barrie. Board Chairman Bruce Post was going to delay a vote, but decided to allow the discussion to move forward. Post said it wasn't clear whether Kaskadanak or Ascutney was a more accurate interpretation of the original name of the mountain, and so he allowed the board to vote on the proposed name change.
I'm not sure, as I said before, that I would hear anything compelling in the future that would make me change the name, that would convince me that Ascutney is wrongly named from the Abenaki tradition.
In addition to hearing from the Windsor County towns, the board heard from the Agency of Natural Resources and from the state geologist, who also opposed the name change. Petitioners are allowed to bring a proposal back to the board, but it's not clear if Rob Hutchins plans to do so. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Barrie.